still along this kind of small results on classical results on estimates for the smooth classical solutions to Laplace equation, we have this exercise, which basically gives you a bound of the maximum of the absolute value of u, so if you want the infinity norm of a solution u, in terms of the two data, f and g. So if u is an open bounded set, bounded is important, f is continuous up to the boundary of u, and g is continuous on the boundary of u, and we assume that u is a C2, continuous up to the boundary solution of the the shape problem minus Laplacian of u equal to f in u and u equal g on the boundary of u, then you have to prove that there exists a constant C and u such that the maximum over the closure of u of the absolute value of u is less equal to this constant times the maximum over the closure of u of f plus the maximum over the boundary of u of g. By the way, notice that when f is 0, this gives us only the maximum on the boundary, which is the thing we just proved. Yes, sorry, here is not written nice, but the idea of the solution is take a perturbation. So v of x be defined as u of x plus norm of x squared over 2n times the maximum of the absolute value of f over u. So the Laplacian of x squared is equal to 2n. And so the Laplacian of v is equal to the Laplacian of u plus the maximum of the absolute value of f over u. So minus f plus the maximum of the absolute value of f. And so it's less, larger or equal than 0, of course. So v is subharmonic, because v is of course C2, come on. Therefore, thanks to exercise 2b, we get that the maximum of v over the closure of u is equal to the maximum over the boundary. So for all x0 in the closure of u, we have that u of x0 plus x0 squared over 2n maximum of f over the absolute value of f over u is less equal to the maximum of v over the full closure of u, which is equal to the maximum over the boundary of u. This equality, which is equal to the maximum over the boundary of u of x plus norm of x squared over 2n maximum of the absolute value of f. But on the boundary, u is equal to g. So here we put g. The maximum function is subadditive. This is trivial to check. And so we arrive to this inequality. And remember, u is bounded. And therefore, this number, the maximum over the boundary of u of the norm of x squared, is finite. Now we can bring this term on the right-hand side. And we have that, and we can take the maximum in x0. Taking this maximum in x0 means we are taking the minus the infimum here, because the maximum, which is a minimum, by the way, sorry, I didn't write it, which is because the maximum of something negative is minus the minimum of its absolute value. So we arrive to this inequality. Or you could have told me that this is larger or equal than u of x0. I just wanted to see if I could get some sharp constant. The answer is, unfortunately, no. So we define the knu to be 1 over 2n, the maximum of the norm of x squared of for x in the closure of u minus the minimum of the norm of x squared. This is a number, of course, positive and finite, because u is bounded. And so we get the maximum of u over the closure of u is less equal to the maximum over the boundary of the norm of g, exaggerate and put the absolute value, times knu, maximum of the absolute value of f. And so we are done up to defining c and u to be the maximum between 1 and k and u. This is the first inequality. To get, because you need, remember, we want to bound the absolute value of u, not u. To get the other, define another v, if you want w, to be minus u plus norm of x squared over 2n maximum of f over the closure of u. So the Laplacian of v will be equal to minus Laplacian of u plus the maximum of f. So to give f plus the maximum of absolute value of f, and this is larger or equal than 0, of course, because I don't know, you can see it in many ways, because f is always larger, because f plus its maximum value, the maximum of its absolute value can never be negative. So v is again subharmonic, so maximum over the closure of v is equal to the maximum up to the bound over the boundary of u of v. And so again, as before, fix x0 inside u minus u of x0 plus this quantity is less equal to the maximum of v over the full set, closure of u, which is equal to the maximum of v over the boundary, which is equal to the maximum over the boundary of minus g of x plus norm of x squared over 2n maximum of f. So again, we get this quantity here instead of minus g, let's put the absolute value and exaggerate. So we get the same inequality as before, and now we're done, because the maximum of the absolute value is the maximum between the positive and the negative part of u, and we simply estimated this. And so we're done.